Kathy now, along with Clint Strutt, and he is Financial Readiness Program Manager at Fort Riley, and going to be talking about the Army Emergency Relief Program and all sorts of things we can get into here, Clint. I know that Army Emergency Relief, tell us, what is it? How does it serve soldiers and their families?
Well, thank you for having me. The Army Emergency Relief is a nonprofit program that is loosely tied to the Army. And what we do is we offer zero-interest loans, grants, and scholarships to Army folks that might have an acute financial need.
Well, that's important to know. And the theme of Soldiers Helping Soldiers sounds like a perfect theme.
Right. The Soldiers Helping Soldiers, a lot of folks don't know that AER has a very long history. This is our 75th anniversary. And during that time, a lot of the seed money from that comes from a lot of folks might know the name Irving Berlin, kind of, you know, America's greatest composer. He put about $12 million worth of seed money into AER 75 years ago. The reason for that, he basically was the one that did This Is the Army, the musical, and all of the proceeds were donated to Army Emergency Relief. The musical was later sold to the studio, and all of the proceeds went to Army Emergency Relief as well. So that's a huge amount of money for something like 1942 going into Army Emergency Relief. So the program has always been, and hopefully will always continue to be, a soldier-funded organization that is for the benefit of other soldiers.
What a rich history. That
it really
is so impressive.
It really is kind of, yeah, it's kind of interesting. So it's surprising, and, you know, once you have a 75th anniversary, you start digging into some of that history that you know, either folks didn't know or kind of forgot about. And it really is. It's quite wonderful.
Well, as a music lover, I love that little touch. That's very impressive. Maybe some specific ways that AER helps soldiers and mm-hmm. families.
Right. So the bread and butter of what we do is an emergency loan program. So a lot of times soldiers will find themselves in some sort of an acute financial need, either because, you know, they're coming into the Army from, you know, their first duty station and they don't have first month's rent and deposit and they just don't have the funds to be able to cover that expense. Or these days, if you're looking at something like a car repair, you know, an engine fails in your vehicle, a transmission goes out, you know, those are really costly repairs that a lot of folks don't have that money in savings to be able to cover. So what AER does is AER stands in and we offer them a zero interest loan if they can repay it. If they can't repay that, then we consider helping them as far as a grant goes where they would not have to repay that money.
Now, certain things that maybe come to mind, I know there was just a horrible apartment fire there in Junction
right,
City.
Right.
Would that apply to something like this?
Absolutely. And you know, for those of you that remember, this is the second time there's been an apartment fire. So last year, about this time, we did the same thing. So those soldiers that would be affected by that would come and apply for assistance, and we'd be more than happy to help them out. There was the Founders Hill, I believe, here in Manhattan as well. So it's one of those things that we've done on a fairly regular basis, is help people out in that way.
Also, how do soldiers go about seeking assistance? I mean, I'm sure there's a process involved.
Right. What you would do is you would come into our office. So we're located the same place that if you were listening to the earlier segment, Tasha Jones is at. We are in the main ACS building, which is 7264 Normandy Drive, up on Custer Hill at Fort Riley. You come in, you fill out an application. You know, the application packet is pretty straightforward. Once we have that filled out, as long as we can justify that the need is valid and that you're eligible for assistance, we pretty much write you a check on the spot.
Now, you had mentioned, of course, money is pretty mm-hmm. important to what you do because you're helping a lot of people out. What mm-hmm. about fundraising?
Well, and this is the time of year that our annual fundraising campaign is going on. It runs from March 1st to May 15th. And we're sort of actively soliciting donations for that amongst the active duty troops there on Fort Riley. Our goal this year is $75,000, kind of in conjunction with the 75th anniversary. We figured that was a pretty good number just to kind of tie to. And we know that it's kind of a difficult time this year because we have a lot of soldiers that are either deployed or on rotation or in heavy training cycles. So this year's kind of been a little bit of a challenge for us. So any assistance that anyone would like to be able to provide that goes into the AR fund, we're more than happy to have it.
And obviously don't have to be military to donate.
Absolutely
you're looking
not.
For donations from
right,
anyone.
Right. Now the eligibility for AER, you do have to be either an active duty soldier, a retiree, and that's a retiree due to longevity, You need to be either medically retired or maybe widows, orphans, that sort of thing. So there's got to be that direct correlation to the Army to be eligible for AER. However, you know, if you think this is a good program, 87 cents of every dollar that gets donated to AER goes towards direct aid. So if that sounds good to you, then we're more than happy to take your donation and put that into the AER fund.
Sadly, I noticed in the notes that were provided to me prior to this that it sounds like donations have been down a little bit. Any thoughts, just maybe not awareness? Or?
Well, I think that part of that's just been that donations for lots and lots of philanthropic organizations have gone down over the past few years. And AER has kind of been in the same boat that a lot of those folks have been in. We would love for that trend to reverse, but I think that there's a multiple, you know, number of factors for why that's happening right now. I think that when times are good, strangely enough, people aren't as inclined to donate because they think things are good. You know, when times are bad, we feel a little bit more able to open up our wallets and donate to organizations, strangely enough. So that seems backwards, but I think that's kind of how that works.
Well, and it's sad, too, when you see something like the fire that just happened. I think that's when people become more aware. That happens
Absolutely.
A lot with Red Cross efforts, too. People
Absolutely.
Who have a disaster, and that's when they give.
Right, right.
Donations, how are they actually used locally? You keep it here in the Fort Riley area?
Well, it's a little bit yes and no. There's an overall AER fund. So the AER organization is available at different installations across not only the United States, but around the world. And in that sense, basically it goes into one giant fund, and then we can pull out of that. So the nice thing would be is if, you know, you take last year, our fundraising raised about $101,000, so a little over $100,000. But we provided like $1,072,000 in assistance. So if it wasn't for the fundraising that goes on at other installations, and if it wasn't for the fact that we loan this money out and get it back on a regular basis, we wouldn't have the funds to be able to provide at a local level. So it's a really good thing that this goes into, you know, kind of a bigger fund, an overall fund, so that everybody can draw from that. Not only that, but you never know when there's going to be something that might happen at a particular installation. Just recently, I think it was maybe 6 months ago, there was a tornado that went through Fort Stewart. And so obviously then there's going to be a lot larger draw on the AER resources at a place where there might have been some sort of a disaster. And it's one Army. We want to make sure that we're supporting, if it's soldiers helping soldiers, that isn't just at my installation. That's at, you know, Army all the way across the board.
Fort Riley does set its own goals, though, I guess.
Correct.
You're about 25%, so you have a ways to go then.
Right, and that copy that I sent you was, you know, a little bit old, so we're at about 30, maybe a little bit more than that right now. But, you know, like anything else, I want to be careful that we don't do this thing of, you know, I got time, oops, it's too late. So we want to make sure that people are understanding that, you know, there is an end date to the campaign, and we want to make sure we get those donations as soon as possible.
Which, again, is May 15th?
May 15th, yep.
Okay.
That's right.
Anything else we need to share with folks? And, I mean, it does sound like just a variety of things that you're able to assist with,
yeah.
But anything else specifically you want to add that way?
You know, one number I'd like to share, just because I think it's important for people to understand. Over the history of AER, we've provided, I believe it's $1.8 billion worth of assistance. And that's just a huge number. About half of that was provided between September 11th, 2001, and the 15-year period that followed, September 11th, 2016. So to understand that, you know, $900 million, almost $1 billion worth of assistance has been provided in that amount of time, I would be more than happy to take that and put it beside any other charity that's out there that helps soldiers and say, you know, go ahead and compete with us on that. Because that's a number I'm really, really proud of, and I'm proud to be part of that organization.
And this has been around so many years, of course, through the ups and downs of our economic system.
Absolutely.
And lately, I think things are pretty tight for a lot of people
right,
in our country.
Right. Every conflict and you know, every conflict to begin with since, you know, 1942, AER has been there to be able to help soldiers. So when something happens and you need a plane ticket to be able to go home because a family member is sick or a family member's passed away, AER stands in and provides you that assistance to be able to get there. So imagine how many people have been able to be part of a very important family event because AER was there. Or maybe think about how many wouldn't have been able to be there if AER hadn't been there to be able to help.
Before we wrap up, anything else you're wanting to highlight, contact information, just anything else at all?
Maybe, you know, if you are interested in donating, there is a process for donating online if you would like to. If you go to the website, www.aer, HQ, as in AER headquarters.org. There's a little donate now button that's on there, and you can just hit that button and it'll walk you through the whole process of being able to donate. That way you don't have to worry about trying to chase somebody down to do the donation. You can do that yourself from your own computer.
Very good. Well, thanks for coming
You're
in
very
and sharing
welcome.
Today.
Thanks for having me.
Clint Strutt with us today, and he is, of course, Financial Readiness Program Manager at Fort Riley. It's now about 9:32. When we come back, Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald and Scott Holseth, the Administrator Principal at Manhattan Catholic Schools, will be joining us. You're listening to In Focus.